From the studios of NPR West, I'm Tony Cox. Internationally renowned flautist Hubert Laws is one of the few classical musicians who has also mastered jazz, pop, and rhythm and blues, effortlessly moving from one genre to another. Trained at the Juilliard School of Music in New York, Hubert has played with the New York Philharmonic and many world-class orchestras, and when he's not performing symphonies, you'll likely find him at top jazz festivals including Montreux, Playboy, and Cool Jazz. Hubert has recorded more than 20 albums and worked on film scores for movies like The Wiz and The Color Purple. As we approach the end of 2004, we look back at a conversation I had earlier this year with him when he dropped by our Los Angeles studios to talk about his most recent CD, Moondance. Let's talk about you and the fact that you play the flute. First of all, I want you to settle something for me, Hubert Laws.
I know.
All right.
I know what it's going to be.
No, I bet you don't. I bet you don't.
Ever.
Do I call you a flutist or a flautist?
I knew that was it. That was it. Okay. I knew that was it. I was going to say flute or flautist.
Yeah, which is it?
Okay, tomato or tomato, either one.
It doesn't
okay?
make a difference.
Doesn't really make that much of a difference.
Man, that has been driving me crazy.
Well, because flautist is, you know, like it's a derivative from another language, you know. You know, flautista, I mean, like Spanish, mm-hmm. you know, you say mm-hmm. flautista. So, or even Italian, like flautista, something like flautista. But in English, it's flute,
it's
right?
Flute.
So
okay.
flutist, you can say flutist or flautist, either one.
How did you get to either. How did you get to that instrument?
Oh, it's by chance. Last year in high school, and the high school band was going to play this spectacular classical piece called the William Tell Overture, which has a huge flute solo in it.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, there was no one to play the flute solo, okay?
Okay.
So there was a friend of mine who happened to have an old flute in his attic. And he just gave it to me at that strategic time. And I blew on that thing. It's like, you know, blowing across a Coke bottle to make a sound.
You get dizzy,
you know. I did that for 2 days, couldn't get a sound. But then that was my introduction to the instrument, and I worked so hard just to get a sound and then to try to play that solo in the band. That was my introduction to the flute. In the meantime, I had already played piano, alto saxophone, I was playing clarinet, and when I found that flute, I said, this is it, because I had no problem with reeds anymore, you know, reeds on mm-hmm. the saxophone mm-hmm. or the clarinet. And it was just an immediate type of marriage, you know.
You know, when I think about you and your musical career, you've had a foot in classical, you've had a foot in jazz, you've had a foot in funk, and mm-hmm. you sort of move seamlessly from one to the other to the other. Is that how you want it to be able to move around through all of those, or is it because you can't decide which one you really like the most? What is it?
Tony, I'm amazed at your knowledge. I just sort of got involved in those various musical idioms just by chance as well. I was brought up in the Baptist church, so there's a gospel there, and that has the deep rhythm and blues influence. I grew up across the street from a honky-tonk, Miss Mary's Place. So you got the rhythm and blues, and I had the gospel. And also, when I started playing the flute, I started learning the classical repertoire. Because, I mean, you know, like the flute is like the staple in the orchestra. I mean, it really didn't have too much of a, you know, history in jazz.
Yes, true.
You know, with the exception of people like James Moody that I heard when I was coming up, and Herbie Mann and some other flutists. But so all of these influences, you know, just sort of grafted into me, you know, into my career. I didn't do it purposely or intentionally. It was an outcome of circumstances.
I get the sense, and even with the new CD, a little bit, that classical music insinuates itself into the other forms of music that you play, whether it's intentional or not. Is that correct?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, in fact, the composer of that last piece, that track on this Moondance CD, is called Kiss, and it has, you know, it has a lot of tinges of classical, you know, overtones on it. I mean, and I told him it's one of my favorites. A like most of my CDs or most of my records have always, you know, that variety in them. You know, it includes some of the amalgam of my musical experiences, whether it be classical, jazz, or gospel.
Well, this CD, Moondance, is certainly no different. But even before we go into talking about the specific tracks, I do want to ask you this, because you have played with everybody who is anybody in the world of jazz over the years. I mean, this is, I'm not blowing smoke. I mean, you and I both know that that's true. Who, though, in your career, have you collaborated with that it stood out as a high point in your career?
Oh, my God, there have been so many of those. You know, I had a conversation with Quincy Jones some time ago. We all point back to a time where we were at the Greek Theater right here in Los Angeles. And he and Roberta Flack shared the stage. God, that must have been back in the 70s.
In mid-70s, yeah.
And, you know, that was one of the highlights. There are many highlights, you know, because I was thinking about, you know, I used to sit in the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra in New York, and, you know, with people like Leonard Bernstein coming through there. It was not so much my participation, but it was just being there and having that experience with the music, because the music is really the focal point for me. I mean,
I bet people don't know that you have, and maybe they do, that you have performed as a soloist with symphonic orchestras on three continents, for crying out loud, in Europe, in Asia, as well as all over the United States. I know that you've played with Zubin Mehta and some others.
Yeah, I know that. How did you know that? Where'd you get that?
I did my homework on you, brother.
No, I've been very blessed in so many ways to have the musical experience, man. And I tell you, it's not so much self-aggrandizement. It's just the music, man. For me, it's a focal point.
Let's talk about Moondance, the newest one. It's an eclectic mix, isn't it?
Well, I suppose you can say that. And it was all spontaneous, too, Tony.
Really?
Yeah, it was spontaneous. I mean, we actually, you know, this is one of the times I did not plan out everything. David Buttway contributed three pieces, and then Guy Eckstein, who co-produced, contributed three. Had Herbie Hancock come in there and play, and he had Brian Culbertson come in and play on piano, and then Jeff Lauber come in and do some, you know, it was just totally spontaneous.
Well, it sounds great, and you know, the title cut is a pretty cool cover of Van Morrison's song of the same name, Moondance.
Vining, who's like the CEO of Savoy, he loved that tune, okay, Moondance.
Well, see, my favorite one you wrote on here, because, see, I'm an old school guy.
Oh, okay.
Even though I like a little funk, but I like it, you know, Bloodshot.
Oh, hey, you know what?
What?
That has been a general consensus from all over. Wherever I've gone, they say, hey, I like that tune, Bloodshot.
Yeah, Bloodshot.
Unsolicited.
Nice tune.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's like the
that.
Old Hubert Laws. Having you here, and I know that our time is running out, but let's talk about what you're about to do. You're touring right now?
Well, we're getting ready to play the Playboy Jazz Festival in the end of this month. We may be doing the Montreux Jazz Festival as well, and some other things that are, you know, like a tentative right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I look at you, man, you know, you look like, I mean, you're fit, you look healthy, you look like you're having a great time still.
Oh, I am. You know what? I've got a lot of things going on, Tony. But I'm very healthy. I try to eat as healthily as I can, and I exercise. I play a lot of tennis, you know, when I can. Mm-hmm. You know, that relieves the stress, because a lot of stress is going on here.
Hubert Laws is a master flutist, a jazz, funk, classical icon. His newest release is titled Moondance. Hubert, it's great having you stop by and chat with us. Good luck.
It's great. Thank you so much, Tony. My pleasure.
Listen to this show, visit npr.org, where you can also order CDs and transcripts, or call 877-NPR-TEXT. To comment on a segment, call 202-408-1271. That's 202-408-1271. 408-1271. Be sure to leave your name and on what station you hear us. This is a news and opinion program created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. I'm Tony Cox. This is NPR News.